Welcome to Hammer Dad!
Dad!
Fucking neighbors are looking at me. The number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, pause, Tony.
I'm paused?
Yeah.
Tony.
Did I pause it?
There you go.
Oh, so I can't...
We're back.
I can't minus the FaceTime.
Were you in Florida?
Why would you think you could... Why would you think you could minimize the FaceTime?
You just scrolling on your phone.
Well, I figured if it's running in the background, it wouldn't pause my camera.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
How the hell am I going to look at lines?
I got it. Hold
on. Am I paused right now?
No.
Okay, so I just can't minimize it. It could be in the background.
There you go.
Number one sports betting show, coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hey, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, pal.
Hey, clean sweep for you last night, Tony. Atta babe.
Feels good. Yeah. Hey, baseball's back.
I love baseball. I love baseball.
How'd you do last night?
2-3. Sox got me late. I'm supposed to Venmo somebody $500, I guess.
How come?
Because I went 2-3.
You got he has $500 units? This fucking big baller, dude.
Big swinger, dude.
Shout out to him. What's his name?
No idea.
So I am at home because close contact with COVID. I'm negative. So as long as I keep testing negative, I believe I'll be back Monday. I believe we're under the NFL rules. Does that sound right to you, Paul?
Hey, baby, Tone. Fucking Hendo just banged one in to give Liverpool a 3-2 lead over AC Milan.
Oh, it's just 2-2.
Yeah.
PSG's tied.
Yeah, and Mbappe got hurt.
Real's tied.
Yeah, I got Real draw, no bet. Sport Ajax, I have. They're up 5-1. Dortmund hit this morning. Haaland scored. And then...
Did you see fucking Jackie Money fucking score?
Who?
Fucking Grealish.
Did Jackie get one?
Oh, yeah.
First Champions League game. Good for him.
Jackie, oh, yeah.
Jackie Big Cavs.
Yeah, he dominated.
I love Jackie.
So how are your picks doing then?
Dortmund hit. Ajax is up, so 2-0, and then need Atletico to get one. I got them money line. If Real ties, it's a push. So as long as they don't let one up, we're all right.
All right, let's go, pal. Yeah. So today, what is today? Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Wednesday we have the first five games on the NFL slate that we're gonna run through. Including the Thursday night game. I tell you what, I'm starting to actually like this week, pal. I hated it at the beginning of the week. I'm starting to like it. We're going to run through those five. College football bets, I'm still trying to hone those in. And then we've got some baseball for tonight. Nice little slate tonight. You got any footy for this weekend yet?
I got a few. There's a couple games Friday, actually, Tony.
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple good games. I'm going to take Leeds, draw no bet at Newcastle. Newcastle been playing decent, but I feel like Leeds is good for... I think they're due for a little bit of a coming out party. I think they can win that one. So I took them, draw no bet, minus 140. And then this Gru 13 in Bundesliga, they came up. Their first,
oh, Gru 13.
Yeah, they are... they can't do anything. So I've been fading them all season. So in Bundesliga, I'm taking Hertha Berlin money line on Friday as well, Tony.
Is Gru 13, that's the team that Vin Diesel wants?
Gruther?
Oh, not Groot?
No, Gruther.
Do you know, though, Vin Diesel can say Groot in German?
Vin Diesel can do anything, Tony.
Boys in the back.
Grootentag.
There it is.
Sorry, I had no idea that's what you were saying.
Mitt, have you got any more college football yet for this weekend?
Yeah, as we're on it, Tony, I might as well just give out my overs that I like. I really like the Northern Illinois at Michigan over of 54.5. That falls into my big spreads. I don't really want to lay the four touchdowns with Michigan, but I want to bet on the game. I like the over of 54. I got Cincinnati at Indiana. I couldn't pick a side,
but
over of 49.
You're going over in that game?
Oh, yeah, I'm going over in that game, Tony. What do you mean?
I'm taking Cincy.
I'm taking Cincy too. They're not going to come out flat again, I don't think.
No, last week was an anomaly.
Yeah, Fickell have the boys buzzing.
Keep going, Matt.
I do think I will probably end up laying Cincy minus -3. And then I also have the over of Baylor at Kansas. Baylor could probably cover this over by itself, but you really, I don't know. I don't know what Baylor is. I know Kansas is bad, but I just don't. I don't know.
What are you talking about, dude? Kansas got a win this year.
Yeah, they also lost and didn't cover a 4-touchdown spread to Coastal Carolina.
Well, Coastal is a walking wagon, dude. And in your words, they're a wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Holy, a giant wheel. Holy wheel.
Anything else, Mitt?
Yeah, the over of New Mexico, Texas A&M. I like that one, too. I thought that was kind of low.
Hi, baby.
Texas A&M, big bounce back because they did not score any points this weekend against Colorado.
No. And that's why I do think the over is low, and that team does stink. But so does New Mexico, Tony.
Oh, yeah. So very, very much. Very much, Otter. I appreciate you. Okay. Let's dive into a little NFL. We'll do the five games today. We'll do five games tomorrow. We'll do five games Friday. That'll be all the games for the weekend. And then we'll have the Monday nighter between Green Bay and the Lions. Before we do, though, pal.
What's up?
Did you know that on FanDuel you can do a three-point teaser?
Three-point?
Oh, yeah.
I've only ever done five. Five is the lowest I've done.
So you could do a three-point on FanDuel. So, like, if you like the football team, you could take them, since they're minus -3, you could take them down to the money line. If you like the Rams, you could take them down basically the money line. If you like the Bills, you could take them down the money line. The Niners' money line. The Saints' money line. The Cardinals' money line. The Chargers' money line. The Chiefs' money line. All those games are sitting at three. You could take them all down to a money line in a teaser if you would like to. I discovered that today. I put together a little teaser involving some of those games.
Smart. Do you know Danny Dimes never lost to Washington?
Yeah, so I looked at has Mitt put up the graphic yet for that game?
Nope.
Mitt, fucking put up the graphic.
There it is.
Is it up?
Yep.
Okay. Mitt, thank you. I appreciate you. Minus -3 in Washington. Danny Dimes has never lost to Washington. Last season, the games were 23-20 and 20-19. Kyle Allen and Alex Smith were the starters for those games, and Giants ran the ball very well in both those games. One of those games, Alex Smith was 24 of 32, but he went three picks. He threw for like 300 yards. But yes, Danny Dimes has never lost to Washington. Are you taking Danny Dimes?
Zero chance. I'm full fade the Giants until shown otherwise.
So I was looking at some trends. Giants are 4-0 last four versus NFC, 6-1 last seven versus NFC, 7-2 ATS after a loss. And then they have some ones on the bad side. 1-4 ATS in their last five overall. 1-4 ATS in their last five as a dog. Football teams' trends aren't great either. The under trends for this game are hilarious. They're all like, these two teams are all 8-0, no matter what the situation is, to the under in their games. It's 40.5. It opened at 40 and 43. I don't even know if I have the cojones to take the under in this one, though.
I think I saw this morning when this line first came up, it was 48.
48? Like,
in May when lines first dropped.
That 48 would have been a nice number to get the under on here. 40.5, though. Like, so what I say, last year games were 20-19, which would have went under, 23-20 would have went over. I don't think I could take 40.5, to be honest with you.
What's the halftime?
Good question.
20 probably. Let's see.
If it's 21, if it's three touchdowns, now we're talking. That's potential. First half total is 20.
God damn.
Ah,
you got
it. Like, for some reason, why is it that I like the first half under 20 better than I like the game under 40.5?
No,
it's even money. It's even money on the under 20 too. The under 20 as well, I should say.
This is a classic. Just got to lay the points with Washington. Have to.
I'm going to.
Yeah. I think Heineke's good. You know, he'll get the job done.
It Lombo was on Pat's show earlier this week and talking about how Washington couldn't get off the field. In my opinion, and I think in everybody's opinion, Justin Herbert is a much better quarterback, and that's a much better offense with the Chargers than whatever Jason Garrett is doing to that New York Giants offense.
I'm surprised only 52% of the money is on Washington.
Yeah, so I was looking at that. The money and tickets are pretty even, which surprised me as well. Yeah. I thought more would be on Washington.
Unless they're going to get Saquon really involved, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw
but then, a quote then today, the run game. The run game's still not going to do that much against Washington. I think Washington's defense is really good.
Actually, that's what I was surprised earlier. The Giants actually ran the ball well against
Denver.
Against Washington last year.
Oh, okay.
Danny Dimes threw for like 120 in one game, and then he threw for like 220 in another game. So I didn't get much of a read on that one. But this is a who do I trust more, and I think I trust the Washington football team more in this game.
Yeah, and Giants. I mean, I think Denver played well, but the Giants are just I don't know, man.
That could be, Well, and Washington falls into that stat. More stats are coming out. You sent me like teams that made the playoffs the year before. Week 2, 50% of the time they're 1-1. Only 8% of the time, or something like that, they go 0-2.
Well, there's a higher percentage of teams that make the playoffs that are 1-1, that start 1-1 than start 2-0, which is insane.
Yeah, I just feel to Saquon's point, I saw a quote today that, you know, they were like, it's not the greatest thing in the world that we have a short week immediately to test his knee out, so I don't know if he's going to get the full slate of what Saquon normally gets either.
Yeah, it's got to be Washington. Has to be.
Mate, you got anything on that game?
No, I was thinking about putting Saquon into my DFS lineup, but I think I'm going to stay away.
Nick, in that game, by the way, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, in one of the games ran for 70 yards. In one of the games ran for 6 yards. I don't know what his quarterback over-under is for yet, but normally we just take Danny Dimes rushing, quarterback rushing over.
Yes, sir, and we'll be on it again. At least I will. It is currently at 20.5. Heinicke is also at 22.5. I'm hitting both of them for this one. You mentioned Daniel Jones last year, both performances against the football team. He got there and won them with the 74th. In the 14 games he did play last season, he got over that 20.5 yard mark 7 times.
Well, yeah, we talked about it. He's the greatest rushing quarterback in the entire league. Our entire office knows it. No one can argue it. He's the greatest rushing quarterback in the NFL.
And Heinicke in the 2 games he played last year, the first game in the regular season, he was 3 for 22. And then in that playoff game, he was 6 for 46. So I'm going to take a shot on him getting there as well.
That was my one worry for this game, though. Heinicke's only started 2 games. You worried about that, Paul?
Nah. Let it eat. I mean, it's his time now until Fitzy gets back, if Fitzy comes back. So
true. Mitt, give us the next game. Gumpy, you're going to have to read it because I can't see it.
Las Vegas Raiders +5.5 at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Raiders, Steelers, 5.5, over under 47.5. It opened 5.5, so it hasn't moved. It opened at 49, so the total's come down a little bit. 60% of the money is on the Steelers. Raiders are getting 60% of the tickets. I don't know. Obviously, I'm not going to do anything here. You doing anything here?
No. I would lean laying the points with the Steelers, but I just feel, I don't know, it just feels like maybe a backdoor Steelers win by 4 or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, trends on this one. Raiders are 4-1 in their last 5 as a dog, 4-1 in their last 5 in September, 4-0 ATS run versus the Steelers. For some reason, the Steelers have not played well against this team, no matter who the coach is, no matter who the quarterback is. Steelers, though, are 5-1 in their last 6 September games, and Steelers are 0-4 in their last 4 as a favorite, which is basically the end of last year.
Got to get Najee going. Have to.
Got to get Najee going. The run game looks decent against for Baltimore, obviously, against the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Raiders led the league in week one as far as pass attempts. I don't know how that's going to hold up against the Steelers' D line. Like, that's what it's going to come down to.
That was the only time Carr did anything, when fucking Ravens did fucking zero blitz every time. You know what I mean? So if the Steelers dial up the same thing they did against the Bills, well.
Yeah. And if you're the Steelers, why wouldn't you? If you could keep getting pressure with just the D line, why would you even think about changing it up?
How the hell was Melvin Ingram sitting out there? He looked unbelievable last weekend.
I don't know.
Did not have the best year last season. I think he was battling some groin injuries and whatnot.
Yeah, he's been injury plagued the last few years, because when we signed him, that's all everybody said to me on Twitter. But I mean, he was a fucking dog in week one, at least.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, word of the wise, I am going to this game. I will be in attendance, so there is a good shot the Steelers will blow it.
You son of a bitch. I've also seen, like, Steelers Twitter. Steelers fans are fucking hyped for the first home game back in Heinz in 2 years. It's gonna be a raucous environment.
It's gonna be loud. Renegade's gonna play. We're gonna go wild. Derek Carr's gonna shit his pants.
Mate, you got anything on this one?
I do not. I'm kind of leaning Steelers with the points, but I don't know yet.
Okay. Next game, give it to me.
Rams -3.5 at Colts.
He changed it up on me. He's son of a bitch.
What happened?
No. That was not the order I had it in. I said he changed it up on me. This line was 4.5 earlier today.
Yeah, these lines are moving.
It opened 3. 45.5 for the total. It's 3.5 now, 47.5 for the total. 70% of the tickets are on the Rams, and the money's split. I'm going to take the Colts +4. I thought the Rams should have looked better on Sunday night against the Bears. Colts fall into that stat of a playoff team who, from last season, losing in week one. They can't play worse than what they did against Seattle. 4 at home is a lot. So, I mean, this may come back to bite me in the ass. So I'm taking the Colts.
Colts 4-0 against the spread their last 4 week twos. They stink week one, bounce back week two. I'm with you, Tony. And this is, I'm with you. I mean, this is going to be one of those ones that will smack me in the mouth and I'll be eating shit. But them getting 4 at home just feels like, you know.
Well, here's what bothered me with the Rams last week. Like, you, Andy Dalton and the Bears wide receivers shouldn't scare you. So you should be able to stack the box and stop the run. But Montgomery was getting huge chunk runs. So if the Colts can get the running game going, and like I think they can potentially against the Rams, I like the Colts this weekend.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now it's a potential either way you like this game. I also did that 3-point teaser with the Colts here, taking them up over 7 when it was at 4. Or if you like the Rams side, you could get them down to a half.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing a 6-point, you could take the Colts up over 10, which is even better.
Yeah, I feel like Colts got to get it right here. You can't. I know. You just can't start 0-2. In 2 home games, you can't do it.
I don't see it happening. It can't happen. Can't happen. It'll probably happen.
Yeah, Tony, I am also taking the Colts here. I mean, just big Q, another week healthy. Getting Eric Fisher back, hopefully. I mean, can't really start 0-2, right? At home? I don't know.
I saw that Eric Fisher news, and I was like, is this good news or is this bad news? Because he's coming off an Achilles, and he's getting his first start against that pretty good D-line. Like, I guess it's better than what they had last week at left tackle, because that didn't look great either.
Yeah, can't get much worse, because that Seahawks defense had their way. And I didn't think Carson played that bad.
which was my hesitation on the Colts this year. So if Carson's going to look okay, then they feel like a team that we're going to be able to bet on eventually here.
Just feels like he gets happy feet. Like he can't just stand in the pocket. You know what I mean? Whether there's pressure or not, like it just feels like he's so used to being under pressure that even if he has a clean pocket, he starts fucking shuffling around.
And guess what? Last week's not going to help with that.
No, not at all. Sack lunch.
Listen, I hope Big Q and them boys in the middle, they come prepared for Aaron Donald, okay?
Need it.
That's not one I feel great about, pal, but have to do it. It was one that I had to do.
Can't feel bad about a home pup, my friend.
No. Mitt, what else?
Houston Texans plus 12.5 at the Cleveland Browns.
Browns are 2-6 ATS in their last 8 games as a favorite. Browns are 1-4 ATS in their last 5 home games. So it opened 13, 45.5 as the total. 12.5 now. Over-under is 48.5. It's jumped up 3 points. 61% of the tickets and 65% of the money on the Browns. Houston dominated Jacksonville last week, but the one thing that did happen is Houston gave up 5 yards of rush versus the Jaguars, which is an alarming stat when you're going into a Browns game. I believe it was 25th in the league last week in stopping the run for Houston. I don't feel comfortable laying the 12.5, though, I don't think.
I'm not going either way on this one, Tony.
No. If there was a way, it would be the Browns. I'm kind of crowning them, but I'm not crowning the Texans that much yet.
I have crowned them. Coach Dave, he's actually King Dave. He has been crowned.
What if he starts wearing a crown around the sidelines?
Hey, you chew your tongue like that. You do whatever you want, my friend. Fucking legend. The Texans knocked off the Brownies. That would be something else.
While we're here, I sent it to you, and I think I sent it to Connor, and I think I sent it to you too. There was the teaser last week where we took the 49ers and we took the Rams.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
This week there's one, and it's going against two teams that we think are bad, we think are going to be bad. Patriots, you can tease them down to a money line versus the Jets.
Yeah.
And then Broncos, you tease them down to a money line versus the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Both of those are on the road, so it scares me a little bit.
I
don't like doing that on the road, but
that's my one worry with the Broncos. I don't know if it was them or the Giants. I like that Broncos team though, and you know I love Teddy. But
I don't love the Broncos having to travel to the East Coast, go back and travel to the East Coast again for another, I believe, 1 o'clock start.
There will be their first home game. You take the Broncos, no matter what. Team traveling at the start of the season to Denver, that air, like it's notorious game that the Broncos cover forever and ever.
Man, how do you feel about the Broncos traveling?
I don't think that should be a problem. I didn't really look at it like that. I thought the biggest problem would probably be like the heat of just like the pure sweat in Jacksonville.
True.
A lot of water going out, but I don't know.
So the Jets lost Becton, right?
Yes.
With Becton last week for most of the game, they gave up 6 sacks, 11 pressures, and ran for 2.6 yards per carry.
Yeah, their running game did absolutely nothing. I don't think it's going to get any better. That Patriots defense looked pretty good against Dolphins, right?
Yeah, and Mac is going to be more comfortable game too. You could say the same about Zach Wilson, I guess, but I don't think so.
Well, and here's the thing. Like Trevor Lawrence going up against Von Miller and Chubb. I think Chubb was limited today.
Yeah.
I assume he plays on Sunday, though. Like that D-line, that front going up against that Jaguars O-line. Probably not going to be great.
Like I hopped on the Pats when it came out at -3.5 because you just had to. You knew that wasn't going to stay. But correct. I would still take the Patriots -5.5 here.
Okay. Mitt, we got one more game today, right?
Bengals. That's +1.5 now at the.
So,
I mean, I'm gonna have to do this.
You're the best. I was thinking the same exact thing. They're gonna make us take the Bears.
I'll just take a money line. I'll wipe out the 1.5.
They're gonna force us to take the Bears here. It opened as 4.
Everyone loves the Bengals.
I know. And I'm not saying I hate the Bengals, but like
we talked about it yesterday, Tony. I don't think Andy Dalton looked that bad. I don't
either. And they, like I said, they fucking ran the ball really well. The Bengals, though, like when I was looking at the stats today, their defense played a lot better than it did last year. Obviously, they were able to keep Dalvin Cook in check. They didn't give up too many huge plays on defense. Like that worries me a little bit, but. I don't know if I think I like the Bengals a little bit better, but I don't like them. I don't think they should be getting the respect where it goes from 4 down to 1.5.
Yeah. I mean, the Bears were in that game. They went for it on all those fourth downs in the first half. Obviously didn't get them, so it doesn't mean anything. But until halftime, they were in that game with a very good Rams team.
Well, then Andy fucking throws a pick in the red zone, in the end zone, like on the first drive or whatever it was. Like, I didn't think the Bears looked that bad on Sunday night. Definitely not bad enough where the line should be moving to. This may be fucking Bengals.
I mean,
Bengals may be favorites by the time this gets the kickoff.
Then it's a must. It's a Bears. You have to. If this is plus anything, scouts honor, have to bet the Bears.
Yeah, we're not saying like we love the Bears here, but it's as far as gambling goes, when it's a situation like this, it's you have to. It's kind of like the Colts for me. I kind of have to take the Colts in that situation. There's a lot of here. I'll go through. Oh, guess what happened to the Bengals in Week 1 too? By the way, they were last in quarterback sack percentage. 32nd in the league in protecting the quarterback already. We knew that was an issue last year. It's already an issue again. Khalil Mack, Keem Hicks, like it's not going to get that much easier than it was against the Vikings last week. So if you're going to have trouble protecting Joe Burrow, the line shouldn't be moving like this, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Some trends on this game. Bengals 6-2. ATS versus a team with a losing record. Bengals 2-5 ATS, last 7 on grass. Bengals 1-4 ATS, their last 5 after a W. And then all the Bears trends are not great.
Yeah, so anything to do with the Bears, they're fucking awful.
Not great. Not great at all. Mitt, you got anything on that game?
I was leaning over there of 44.5. Kind of like it. But I don't know. I'm just kind of basing that off of the bad defensive play of both teams.
Thanks, pal.
Some good birds you got there, Tony.
Oh, you can hear the birds?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of birds you got, Tony?
Oh, it's a mockingjay. Oh.
How many games are you going to go to this weekend, Tony? Sounds like you're getting up there.
I am. Oh, hey. We should have talked about this earlier.
What do you got?
Fucking Mariners +0.5, baby.
Last night?
Right now.
Yeah, they're down 3-0.
No, I said Mariners plus. Oh, fuck. I'm looking at it wrong. God damn it.
Sox are cooking. Sox are back. They fucking last night, Schwarber snapped out of it in the 7th inning, finally got on the sticks.
Well, not going undefeated today in baseball.
PSG. PSG just tied Club Brugge 1-1.
Yikes.
They were like -300, I believe, to win that game.
Yikes. I may fuck around and take 8-9 NFL games this weekend.
It's getting to that point, isn't it?
Fuck it, week 2, whatever, dude. I don't care. All right, speaking of baseball, I thought I was up 3-0. I'm down 3-0. Not going undefeated tonight. You want to roll through that?
Yeah.
Trying to see if the MLB schedule pull up here for me.
I'll get it up here.
6:35, Vlad Gutierrez versus Mitch Keller. That's the Reds at the Pirates. I did take this game. Mitch Keller's been very, very bad at home where they are tonight. At one point, you could get the Reds, and I texted you this morning, plus a half, but it was like minus 190. That moved to minus a half. I didn't want to lay the half. Reds are been very up and down. So I took the first half money line on the Reds here against the Pirates tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Tony. I got burned by the Reds and Miley last night, but I feel like the Reds get it done here.
I agree. Chicago's at Philly. That's the Cubs at Philly. Alec Mills versus Ranger Suarez. I do not have anything on this one.
Yeah, I'm not laying this kind of juice with Ranger Suarez, Tony.
He's been good, but like I was on the same page. I'm not laying the juice there.
And Gibson got God again last night, man. He is fading.
Yeah, he did. Nestor Cortez is going for the Yankees against Baltimore versus John Means. John Means, big dog at home. You going there?
If it was plus 1.5, I would, but unfortunately, it is only plus a half.
Yeah, I'm staying away as well. John Lester's going at the Mets versus Tyler McGill. I'm taking this one, and I can't believe I'm doing it.
You're taking Lester?
Huh?
You taking Lester?
Plus a half, baby.
He's been very good with the Cardinals. Very good.
It's been incredible.
Yeah, McGill hasn't been as great. He came out the gates hot, but not as great late.
Lester was an automatic fade for me in the beginning of the year, now
he was bad on Washington.
Huh?
He was bad on Washington.
I know, but he's been great.
Yep.
You staying away from that one?
Yeah, I'm not touching that one. I'll let you have that one, Tone.
Plus the half, baby. Let's go. Senza Taylor's going versus Husqvarna. No, that is Colorado and Atlanta. I didn't want to lay that with Atlanta, I don't think.
Yeah, that's too much juice for me too, Tony.
Here's one.
Yeah.
What are we talking I wanted about? It.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Cal Quantrill versus Griffin Jacks. Griffin Jacks has been horrendous. Cal Quantrill's been our guy. I didn't do it. I should have. You're doing it, though.
Yeah, Cleveland plus a half. Come on.
I don't think I got it at plus a half. I think that's why I didn't take
it. Oh, did it switch? I mean, I would still take Cleveland money line, Tone.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know why I didn't take that one. Koei Arihara is going for Texas. Your Queedy's going for Houston. Big old fucking line if you want to take Houston, so I'm not.
Yeah, Granky got lit up last night, too. That was a good stay away. Very good
stay away. Hey, here's one. Keuchel's a $2 favorite. He's given up 5 earned runs in each game of his last 5. He's given up like 25 earned runs in his last 5.
Yeah, these numbers are just absurd. Absolutely absurd.
I almost took the Angels just on principle.
Jansen Junk?
Love JJ.
Yeah, I'm good on the White Sox on that one as well.
How is Keuchel still a $2 favorite?
White Sox have been favored like that no matter what. It's like the Padres. Like you tonight. Like I know Musgrove's been good for the Padres at times, but how are the Giants still getting plus a half at home all season long?
We'll do that. We'll do that right now. Dominic Leon versus Joe Musgrove. So I was looking at this earlier. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, Giants are getting plus a half against the Padres, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The Giants have won, what, like 6 in a row? 7 in a row?
Yeah, they're
in absolute way. Padres have lost that many in a row?
Yeah.
You're going to give us – go ahead. It's a Tombstone game. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the Giants. I mean, it's been all year long, and it's still plus a half. 95-50 the Giants are, and they're plus a half at home. Dominic Leon, obviously, probably not as great as Joe Musgrove in the grand scheme of things, but give me the
Giants. He'll give you good 2 or 3.
Yeah, give me the Giants, dude. It was the same thing. Like Descalfini last night was lights out. He's back. He's all the way back, unless they play the Dodgers.
I agree. I 100% agree with you. Manea's going versus Carlos Hernandez. A's versus KC. I was staring at the A's for a long time. I didn't end up doing it, though.
I'll pull the trigger.
Okay. I figured you would.
They came through last night and then immediately blew it in the 6th. It was perfect. Hey. It was perfect. So they won the first 5. They're fighting with the Sox for the wild card. Then they lost the game. 3-way tie for the wild card right now. I think the Jays win today, or are they just up?
Let me see here. Jays
are up 6-1
and 7.
Sox are up 3-0. It is, I mean.
Hey, the NL's, who would have thought the fucking Cardinals are going to be in the wild card right now?
Yeah, the Reds and Padres both melting. Absolute melt.
Merrill Kelly versus Julio Urias, if you want to lay that price.
No, thank you.
So my picks for today, currently losing the Mariners. It's 3-1 now, though. Got the Mariners plus a half. Reds, first five, money line. Cardinals, first five, plus a half. Giants, first five, plus a half.
Reds, first five, money line. Cleveland, first five, money line. A's, first five, money line. Giants, plus a half, first five.
I just saw something in the comments as far as Survivor for NFL. And if you're not familiar with Survivor for NFL, it is you pick a team each week that you just think it's going to win. But if you already picked that team, you can only use the team once. I am keeping track of it personally for myself because I'm in like a pool on my own. I used the Rams in week one. Trying to figure out who I'm going to use in week two here. A lot of people use strategies like, oh, I'm not going to use this team until the end of the season, blah, blah, blah.
You just got to survive.
You just listen.
You got to get, hey, you got to get, you got to get there. You got to get to the end.
Survive.
And I think my survive this week is probably going to be the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that's a good call. It's a great call.
I mean, they're definitely bouncing back against the Lions, right?
Yeah. Probably win by 20.
You could also go Bucks. Obviously, they're huge favorites against the Falcons.
Or that line Browns. Came down.
I assume there's going to be a lot of Browns. What?
That line. It was 12 and a half, the Bucks. Now it's down to 11 and a half.
I think a lot of quote-unquote sharps or just contrarian bettors are saying like the Falcons looked or the score outcome looked so bad in week one going versus the Super Bowl champs that they think the line's very, very inflated, so they're just going to take the Falcons plus the whatever.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah. I mean, if that's the game you're playing. I think the Niners, I mean, the Niners and the Chiefs this weekend feel like.
So, those, listen, these road pups of 3.5, you got the Rams, the Bills, the Niners, the Saints, and the Chiefs. Those are all road favorites of -3.5 going against home pups of 3.5. Those are all very dangerous games, pal.
Yeah. The 3.5 number is terrifying.
Chiefs, I'm with you on the Chiefs, okay?
It has. At some point, that Cardinals line is rising. That Cardinals, I'm just so, we talk about it all the time. I'm so jaded from last year with the Cardinals.
These fucking books, dude, they're all at 3.5 right now. All those games, they want you to take the favorite at 3.5 so bad.
Yeah.
I ain't fucking doing it. Cardinals
will be like 90% of the bets and money, probably.
Let me look right now and see where they're at.
I am for sure going to be taking the Vikings this week. There's no way that the Cardinals can hold up the way that they played last week. There's no chance.
All right, so those teams that are favored 3.5 on the road right now, Bills are getting 77% of the bets. Rams are getting 70% of the bets. Niners are getting 70% of the bets. Patriots opened at 4. They're getting 95% of the bets.
Jesus.
Saints are getting 62% of the bets. What was another one? Chiefs, 82% of the bets. They're all getting absolute. This is what the book wants, pal. Hey, you want to know what the biggest flip-flop of the week is?
What do you got?
Saints are getting 65% of the tickets. Panthers are getting 75% of the money.
Yeah, Panthers is the...
You and I are both on the Panthers this
week. Yeah, 100%.
And I put out a tweet today. It was a bet I put in May. And the Panthers were +3 in May. And I said, which one ruins this parlay? And everyone said the Panthers. So it made me very confident in the Panthers this weekend.
Yeah. And, I mean, the Saints, maybe that was the Packers playing like shit, too. maybe the Panthers played a bad Jets team too. So,
yeah, I mean, we're not going to know yet. Nobody knows shit. Nobody knows shit. Boos, Yankees to win by 3 or more runs versus Mean John Means.
Nah, they took him out to pasture last night.
I'm also not doing that. We got anything else? We did NFL. I don't have anything new on college football. I'll have stuff. I'll have my final picks tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll get footy picks together for Saturday for tomorrow.
We did baseball. Is there UFC this weekend or?
Oof, I don't see a boost, so I don't know. I don't know if there's UFC until I see a boost on FanDuel.
I agree, 1,000% agree.
The only way to know.
See what the chat's gonna say. What website is Tom looking at for that? There's a bunch of different websites. Covers is a good one for that.
Yeah.
Covers we also use for trends as well. It's good for those two things. Sorry. I think the phones would have been tough today.
Yeah, it always cuts out. At least it did when I was on from the cave.
If you got here late, I'm home. Because I had close contact with someone who has COVID. I'm currently negative. 2 negative tests so far. But we're going by the NFL rules, so 5 days or so. So I'll most likely, hopefully, be back Monday if I don't get it.
Hey, baby, tone.
Hopefully I don't get it. If I do, though, it's a good time to get your booster. So I'll just get my booster dose of COVID.
Cowboy rides again.
The cowboy rides again. Tell you what, all I did today, though, was fucking look at numbers. So
there you go.
My eyes were starting to cross before the show.
Did the Mariners just tie it?
Yes, they did.
Fuck.
Sorry, I know it fucking sucks, but my bet, baby.
This team, this fucking sucks team. Never ends. Never fucking ends. God.
3-3 in the third, baby.
Jesus.
What game last night we were up, or I was up big on, but man, they were fucking, they were trying to blow it.
Oakland.
Was it Oakland?
Yeah,
Montas. Oh, it was Oakland.
Montas had a mare.
Yes, they did.
It was like 6-4 with bases loaded, nobody out. I was like, we were up 6-0. We're going to lose this fucking game.
Did you say Montas had a mare?
Yeah, John Mayer. John Mayer.
Oh, you're the best. Raul, do you got anything else, Becker?
I got nothing for you, buddy. Get well.
Preseason stay NHL safe. Bets?
We got about 10 more days.
Really?
Are you not in Florida?
What do you mean, am I in Florida?
With that hat and the sun and the birds, looks like you're in Florida.
It's nice. It's a beautiful day in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hi, baby.
And the birds love it here, and I left my cowboy hats at the office.
It's a good hat.
When I came to the office this morning to get my stuff, you should have brought out a hat.
Should have. Your hat's just sitting here like a fallen soldier.
I know. I saw it on the show today. It was sad. Right after you guys blamed me for something I didn't do.
What happened?
You.
Me.
And the guy right behind you.
I didn't say anything.
And fucking Zito. And Foxy. And fucking Pat, you all blamed me for something I didn't do.
You said the pod stinks.
Well, you know what? I'm going to embrace this fucking... You know, a great man once said...
The people were happy, Tony.
You die a hero, you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
That's you.
Here I am. That's I'm the you. Villain of the pod, baby.
Atta baby.
Each show needs one. Nick's awfully quiet back there, you piece of shit.
Tony, what's going on?
You.
What's going on, man?
You.
I hear you yelling. What's going on?
I'm what are you not mad yelling about? Because I'm outside, and all my neighbors are outside, so I'm not going to yell.
Come on, Tony. It's all right. You hate the pod. It's fine.
Actually, it seems as if everybody knows that Foxy killed the pod.
Oh, shit.
It like seems,
that's a good narrative.
Judging by the chat, that it is Foxy who did, in fact, kill the pod.
Fade Fox.
Checks out.
Fade Fox.
Checks
out. That makes sense. He killed the pub first, and then now he tries to kill the pod. So
yeah, he did. Zed, I did say, you know, You host five times a week and we're in, baby.
Host Z.
Is he gone?
Yeah. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, don't fuck up the Steelers this weekend, okay?
I'll do my best, buddy, but you know how things go for me. I've actually
Hines,
I have pretty good luck in Hines, but we'll see. It's the Raiders, so you know how it is. That's what I should say. You know how it is with that team and that organization. It makes no sense, but it's the reality of the situation. The Raiders somehow always find a way.
Steelers were an incredible team. They go into that shithole of a stadium. Ben can't get x-rays. Defense can't stop Terrell Pryor, who can't throw the ball more than 10 yards accurately. That was a few years. It's always a shit show against them. Well.
Oh, Gronkowski.
What happened, dude?
Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Steeler legend.
He was with the Raiders, beat the Steelers 1 year. It's been a comedy of horrors when those two teams play each other. You know, this ain't the 70s anymore. The Immaculate Reception, we can't just throw that around anymore.
What'd Derek Carr say?
Yeah, that piece of shit said it hit the ground. Well, guess what? We're gonna have to have a word with him, okay?
Your head's gonna be bouncing off the ground, Derek.
Yeah, there's no zero blitz lollipops coming in on Sunday, pal.
I sure as hell hope not, dude.
That was so shit. What a shit way. Unbelievable. I'm trying to
find it because I was home and I was watching the show today, so I was just in here putting putting bets in. So I'm trying to find that 3.1 I did. Okay. 8-leg NFL teaser. 3 points. I took the football team down to the money line. Colts up to 7. Bills down to -0.5. Patriots down to -3. Niners down to -0.5. Panthers up to 7.5. Broncos down to -3. Chiefs down to -0.5. That will get you +3,500. People say I don't give out fucking picks on this show.
Ah, baby, toe. Here's a good one.
There's no games tonight. I don't think anyone would have been mad if you didn't give it a pick tonight.
You shut your fucking mouth.
This is my favorite one when people get mad at you for when you say draw no bet and they bet a draw and get mad.
Oh no.
Yeah, this guy had faith though. It was his $25 free bet. And he wasted it on a pick that I didn't even make.
Did it hit? Did the draw to a bet hit?
It was a push. Real Madrid tied 0-0. Or Real Madrid won, so the bet actually hit. Even better.
If you don't know, now you know.
How are the lads doing against Milano? Is that game over yet?
Henderson hit a fucking cracker. Captain Courageous.
Three. You mean Hendy, who they took out for the shootout?
Don't. Why you always got to fucking go back to that?
What are you talking about, dude?
You know what you did.
Didn't know what I did. I do know what I did.
Hey, we're only a year away, my friend. We go to war again.
I was sitting on my couch today, just fucking eating it. couldn't even defend myself.
That's the best part.
All right, boys. I love you. To the chat, love you as well. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday Night Football. I have a pick. You got a pick, Nick?
Thursday night?
Big pick,
yeah,
Nick.
I'll give it a pick tomorrow, yeah.
Attaboy. I hope the rest of the office is going to give out a pick, too.
Everybody's got one. Ready.
I hope Fox... Tell Fox... You know how Foxy, like, he's probably editing right now, but he's, like, kind of listening in the background?
Yeah.
If we just say Giants enough, Giants, 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 he'll come in here tomorrow and pick the Giants, so we're good.
There you go. Giants.
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 Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.
Screw you, Tony.